We have had the 14th, my friend and brother, who is the Agbogbo Mafia of the Asogli State. Togwiga Bobwi Acha, the 5th, who is Adakluwa Wofe Fiaga. The Honorable Minister for Works, Housing and Water Resources, the Board Chair and Managing Director and Staff of the Tema Development Corporation, the Honorable Regional Minister and Ministers of State present, Regional Chairman of MDC, Member of Council of State, distinguished invited guests, friends from the media, ladies and gentlemen. Today marks a moment of deep significance, not only for Ho and the Volta region, but for the Republic of Ghana as a whole. We're gathered here not to simply cut sod for another housing project, but to affirm a deliberate national vision, a vision of inclusive development, balanced regional growth, and the provision of dignified housing as a cornerstone of national transformation. As I said during the campaign of 2024, we shall ensure that every region gets its fair share of the national cake. And Volta region is getting its fair share of the national cake. Ladies and gentlemen, housing is one of the clearest measures of a society's progress. A safe, decent home is not a privilege for a few, but is a fundamental requirement for human dignity, economic productivity, social stability, and national cohesion. And that is why housing occupies a central place in our reset agenda. Under this agenda, we are fundamentally rethinking how Ghana plans, builds, and grows its cities and its towns. We're moving away from uncoordinated urban sprawl and speculative land use towards well-planned, fully serviced, and economically integrated communities. Communities that are designed not only for today's needs, but for tomorrow's opportunities. Oxygen City is a practical expression of this new approach. This project demonstrates what becomes possible when state institutions work in partnership with traditional authorities and private sector actors. Through such collaboration, land can be responsibly unlocked, comprehensive planning can be enforced, and communities can be created that support housing, commerce, transport, social services, and environmental sustainability. It is especially significant that this development is taking place here in Ho. The expansion of TDC Ghana Limited beyond the original Tema acquisition area is not accidental. It is a conscious policy. Development must not remain concentrated in a few enclaves. Our national objective is clear. Growth must be regional, it must be equitable, and it must be purposeful. Ghana continues to face a substantial housing deficit, one that weighs most heavily on working families, young professionals, and public sector workers. Addressing this deficit cannot be done in isolation. Housing must be delivered alongside roads, water, sanitation, transport systems, schools, healthcare facilities, and other economic opportunities. And so projects such as Oxygen City directly respond to this challenge. They represent integrated urban development, creating complete ecosystems where people can live, work, access services, and build livelihoods within the same geographical space. The Volta region is uniquely positioned to benefit from this approach. It is an important administrative center, a growing educational hub, a major tourism destination, an emerging investment corridor. With improving connectivity and strategic location, Ho is well placed to play a stronger role in Ghana's national development strategy. Oxygen City will serve as a catalyst, expanding housing supply, attracting domestic and foreign investment, generating employment, and strengthening the Volta Corridor's contribution to the national economy. As president, my overriding priority is people-centered development. Every national project must translate into real benefits for local communities and jobs for our youth, opportunities for our entrepreneurs, and improved quality of life for Ghanaian families. Development must be inclusive, environmentally responsible, and aligned with both local and national planning frameworks. I therefore wish to commend the board, management, and staff of TDC Ghana Limited for this vision and initiative. I also commend the Ministry of Works, Housing and Water Resources under the leadership of the Honorable Kenneth Ejay for the policy direction and institutional support that have made this project possible. The Ministry of Works, Housing and Water Resources acquired this land and it's 1,860 acres in all and is close to the whole airport and is situated on the land of Adakla Agbokope. This township is appropriately named Oxygen City because of the beauty and freshness of the air in Volta region. And I dare say, arguably, the cleanliness of Volta region. Volta region is one of the cleanest regions in the whole of Ghana. And I urge you to keep it up. The Ministry of Local Government will soon institute awards for the cleanest regions and the cleanest districts. And I'm sure Volta region will win it every time. So this project for which we're cutting short today will consist of multi-story apartments in the configuration of 3-bedroom and 2-bedroom apartments. There will be streets, street lights, proper drainage and sewage system. There will be water and electricity utilities all provided. This project will have a PPP aspect to it. Part of the land is allocated for the private sector to build a 4-star hotel. So the private sector who are interested will build a hotel, a 4-star hotel on this plot. There will be a world-class hospital. And my understanding is Togbi Afede has already initiated moves to bring investors to build a first-class hospital in Oxygen City. The hospital will treat cancers, it will treat kidney disease, it will be a specialist hospital, and people are going to come from Togo and everywhere in Ghana and outside Ghana to come for treatment here. The facility will also have a food and entertainment center. So those of you who like KFC and Burger King and all those food, you have a food and entertainment center. The entertainment center would include places of recreation. It will include areas where you can have dances. When Shatawale comes here, he can come and perform there. It will also have a place for educational institutions. From kindergarten, those who want to set up kindergartens, junior high schools, secondary schools, there will be a space allocated for first-class educational institutions. There'll be a market where you can buy your okra and everything for Akwadeti. There'll be an area for shopping malls. And so the private sector is invited to build a shopping mall here. And then there'll also be a place for a golf course. For those who know how to play golf, there'll be a golf course. Players will come from Accra to Ho to come and play golf on the golf course. This is the first phase. The second phase, part of the land has been allocated to State Housing Company Limited. Soon we'll come back to also cut the sod for State Housing Company's portion of the housing project. So State Housing will also build additional residential facilities for those who want to live here. This project is historic and is the first of its kind, as Togbi Apede said, being undertaken outside the Tema acquisition area by the TDC. As you know, TDC was established by our first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, and they were granted the Tema acquisition area, which has various facilities in that area. They have an industrial area, and as the CEO told you, they so far have 26 communities. And so this is their 27th community. So appropriately, the name for this city is the Oxygen City Community 27. And I'm happy to say that the Ministry of Works, Housing and Water Resources has also been allocated land in Kumasi Ashanti region by the Otumfo, and they are going to replicate this project there. So TDC Community 28 is going to be in Ashanti region. But there's more good news for Ghanaians. In the 2026 budget, government has allocated half a billion cedis for housing, for district housing. And so every year from 2026, 2027 to 2028, 500 million cedis is going to be allocated each year. So over the next 3 years, 1.5 billion cedis is going to be put into the district housing scheme and what we call Own a Home Project. Now, these projects are going to be opened to Ghanaian workers, teachers, nurses, doctors, civil servants, public servants. This project is going to be open to you. We're going to build the houses, and any worker who is interested, you'll pay a 25% deposit and you'll be given the key to the house. And you'll pay the cost of the house over 15 to 20 years. The money will be deducted in bits from your salary every month, so that by the time you are going on retirement, you have finished paying for the house and you have a house to go to when you retire. And there's more good news. Let me announce to you that the houses are going to be priced in cedis, not in dollars. And the interest rate is going to be very low, single digit interest rates. And so it's going to be affordable for our workers to be able to acquire before they go on retirement. I wish to express my appreciation to to the Regional Minister and the Volta Regional Coordinating Council, the whole Municipal Assembly, our respected traditional leaders, and the people of Adakla Agbokope for their cooperation and steadfast support. And our further good news for the people of Ho, I've directed the Ministry of Local Government to put into process the arrangements to upgrade Ho into a metropolitan assembly. Ho and Hohoi have been identified. Hohoi is also going to be a metropolitan assembly. There are other districts that are going to be upgraded to municipal status, and it will be announced in due course. Let me assure you that government remains firmly committed to creating the enabling environment that is necessary for planned, transparent, and sustainable urban development. As part of the reset agenda, we will deepen reforms in housing finance, will strengthen land administration systems, will promote credible public-private partnerships, and will invest strategically in infrastructure to support developments of this nature. Our aim is simple: to ensure that integrated, well-planned communities like Oxygen City become the norm across Ghana and not the exception. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are planting more than just foundations for buildings. We're planting hope, we're planting opportunity, we're planting confidence in what Ghana can achieve when clear vision is matched with decisive action. It is therefore with great pride that I endorse this project and join in the sword-cutting ceremony for Oxygen City, an important step towards building a Ghana that is balanced in growth, inclusive in opportunity, and dignified in how our people live. Akpena Mikata, may God bless our homeland, Ghana. Thank you very much.